Well, some of the statistics that we have from our youth risk behavior survey are that 1 in 4 BVSD high schoolers reported feeling depressed in the 2013 survey. Another example is that 14.7% of BVSD 7th and 8th graders reported seriously considering attempting suicide.
Given those statistics, are we then seeing actual suicides happen amongst school-age students in this particular area?
Yes. In the past few years, we have had suicides in certain high schools around the BVSD school district.
And how does that impact the rest of the student body?
Speaking for myself, it's been really rough, especially from people who have suffered from depression and have been touched by suicide in other areas of their life. When this happens to their peers, they're very affected by it. And a lot of times it can trigger certain episodes for them themselves.
Why do you think we're seeing those statistics that there are so many kids in this area who have either thoughts about suicide and then ultimately commit suicide?
I don't think there's one answer. I think there's very many different risk factors that play into this. However, one of the biggest causes for depression and suicide, I think, is that it's untreated and people don't get the help that they need. And if people had more access to help and were more willing to get help, I think we would see these statistics go down.
Do you think that there's still a stigma around suicide that people
Absolutely.
Don't necessarily want to talk about it?
I think it's hard for people to talk about. And then in addition to this, I think that when people do ask for help, they don't always get the response that they're looking for.
So you yourself have personal connection to suicide. Would you like to share that story?
Yes, I do. The summer before my freshman year, a close friend of mine committed suicide. And then during my sophomore year, a friend of mine asked me to join Chloe's Closet. And it's been something that's very important to me. And this importance has only grown from last year when another of my close friends has committed suicide.
What impact has that had on you personally for close friends of yours at such a young age as well, committing suicide?
Right. It's had a huge impact. I think it's pretty shocking to not only have it happen once, but then have it happen again and sort of go through the thoughts of, was this my fault? Could I have done anything different? And I think that Chloe's Closet and also the work I do with Voices Out of Silence has really helped with that.
What are you hearing outside of your work with Chloe's Closet, but just amongst high school students in general, about suicide, particularly in the aftermath of a student who kills themselves? I mean, do students talk about this? Do they talk about their feelings if they're having suicidal thoughts just amongst their peer groups?
Yes, a lot of times this brings out their own depression or suicidal thoughts, and sometimes it's good to see students open up about it. However, at the same time, I feel that students don't have a lot of trust in adults to handle suicide and depression and the situation. And they'll only open up with their peer groups.
Andy Jason, you yourself have also had personal experience with suicide. Now, you're now the program director for Chloe's Closet. Do you want to share your own story?
Yes. I lost my son, Jesse, to suicide. It'll be 5 years ago this November. And although Jesse had struggled with some mental health issues all through his life, it was a shock to me. It was a shock to the doctors and therapists who were working with him, and certainly to his peers. Nobody thought he was suicidal. And in the wake of that, after curling up in a shell for a little while and staying in bed, I found that with the support of my community and with the need to make a change in and save the lives, if possible, of other young people who had were struggling with depression or had suicidal thoughts, I reached out as best I could. And Chloe's Closet has been very helpful to me personally, just to see the willingness of the Boulder Valley High School students that we train, to see their willingness to spend their free time, which is very precious, it's to see them willing to spend their free time to go into classrooms and do trainings and meet on the weekends to teach their peers about what to do if you experience suicidal thoughts or feelings for yourself and you're worried about yourself, or if you see these with a friend and you're worried about a friend. I think suicide, every suicide death, they say, impacts at least 25 to 50 community members. And it impacts people in all different ways. Sometimes it brings up a past memory for them from their own early years where they may have struggled. Sometimes it brings back a memory of a family member or a friend that they lost long ago. I think most people you would encounter in the world, if you ask them, would have some connection to someone who has died by suicide. And especially when it's young people, it's just one is too many. I know we won't prevent them all, but I would like for students to know where they can go and reach out when they do need help.
Now, your son, Jesse, he was 16. It sounds like he was getting some type of mental health support. I mean, because you mentioned therapists. But what do you think was maybe the missing component that you're hoping to try and fill that gap for others?
It's amazing, but I think even some of our mental health professionals have not been specifically trained in suicide awareness and are not aware of all of the warning signs. Sometimes there are not warning signs. I think looking back in my son's case, there were some, but it was very sudden. That's the other thing about suicide. Somebody can have a feeling and about wanting to take their life, and it can be a very fleeting thought, and if the means are not there to complete the act, they can get through it. But if the means are right there, sometimes they complete it. They've done studies about people who have attempted suicide and lived through it. And in most cases, those people were very glad that they did not die. And most, 80 to 90% go on to live a happy life and a long, full life. So I think if we can make sure that people know in that moment when they're feeling those desperate feelings of hopelessness, if they can know where they can go for help or that it's okay to ask for help, then we've made a difference. In the wake of Jesse's suicide, we gathered all of his friends and we asked them, what is it like to be a teenager growing up in Boulder? What are the pressures for you? And we live in a community where parents have generally done pretty well for themselves. Kids are worried that they're not going to live up to their parents' expectations or their own expectations for themselves. And it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.